This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Where right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I have some audio that I recorded from my house that we'll be playing momentarily. And the reason we will is I think it's funny audio, but I don't think it's funny for the reason you think it will be.
Oh.
All right? It's audio I asked my own son about, and gotcha. And some things happen in the middle of this audio. So Will Howard from the Steelers.
Yes.
He's been drafted by the Steelers. We talked a little bit about him.
Going to be their starting quarterback.
I'm with you, dude. I really think that he could be. Now, are you arguing then that maybe Aaron Rodgers is still their hope? Or
Aaron Rodgers is definitely still their hope. I don't know why.
And see, that's the thing for me is if I'm the way I feel I know Mike Tomlin, I don't think that that's the dude for him. Like, that doesn't seem like it. It wasn't the dude for Aaron Glenn, that's for sure. And Aaron Glenn, doesn't it feel like Mike Tomlin has more of a than Aaron Glenn at this point? But maybe at this point, Mike Tomlin's like, I just need a quarterback that's better than what we've been throwing out there, man. We've had some miserable runs here. But I think that Will Howard has the toughness, has that he doesn't have to go out there and throw it 46 times to win. I think he kind of fits the mold of what they want. That being said, I don't know. However, when he was drafted, I thought this was an interesting moment for him because do we have the part leading up to? Yeah, this is him sitting there as the Steelers are getting ready to pick.
Please pick me, please.
Please pick me, Pittsburgh. Hello? Yes, sir.
You Ravens dealer?
Right, man. Let's go. Yes, sir.
Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you?
Hey, man. Congratulations, man, to you. You deserve it, man, to your family. You guys enjoy the day.
All Eagles fans, but now they're going to be some damn Steelers fans in this world.
And that was the part right there that really cracked me up a bit because everybody has this conversation in their mind of like, could I be a fan of the team that I've hated for so long?
Yeah.
Kevin has been a Steelers fan for most of his life based on the drop that Reggie had of him saying that for so long.
Is it the most used drop we have in the history of this show? Now, I know soon it'll be you saying, oh, man, I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Yes, that was the one. And I've never quite understood how you could be a big Cowboys fan but a huge Steelers fan.
I hate the Steelers.
And I get that. But it is funny where he's saying, look, his whole family is Eagles fans. And he's like, but there's going to be some damn Steelers fans now. I do like that.
All right, so.
And how are you converting them is my first question.
Okay.
How are you converting your family? Is it just because they love you? Or is there some other reason that they're gonna give up on everything that they've loved for so long on the way?
Free swag and tickets that I can sell on the secondary market.
That's the way that sells you as
man.
So if baby Noah is to get drafted, you know, and
I don't have to go to all of the games. I can go to one of the games. I'll tell him this. I will cheer for you playing out on the field. But there's no way I'm going to cheer for the Eagles otherwise.
Yeah.
Although I guess if they're in the Super Bowl and your kid's playing in the Super Bowl, you're kind of stuck.
I'm rooting for my kid.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm rooting for the success of my kid. I don't have to root for the team. Okay? I can still watch a game and secretly hope the Cowboys win. while also hoping that my son wins all the battles through his game and has a great game.
Okay.
But at the same time, don't you want your kid to experience the high of that? Or are you like, you know what? I never won a Super Bowl, so he shouldn't either. You know, I don't know how you feel about your kids out there.
And that's where I think I would have trouble, because it was the Eagles against the Cowboys. And like, my son is playing for the Eagles and he's like, oh my God, if we win this, we get to go to the playoffs. I would feel so conflicted, because I'd be like, I hope every single player on your team loses except for you. But like, I don't know how to do that. Like, if he was injured, I'd be like, hey, whenever you come back, good luck. But for now, go Cowboys. But like, if he's in the game, and I know how, it feels really tough to be like, boo.
Especially like you, and especially the position. So my kid, Carter, he is going into the eighth grade next year. He's in seventh grade right now. Had his first season of football. He was better than I expected him to be. I mean, like, I really had no clue what to think. And then I watched him out there and I was like, dude, this guy can actually play. If we do the work with him, we might be able to get him to college. Like, I really think that he might be able to do it. His dream now is to play in the NFL. He wants to play at the University of Texas. That's where he wants to play offensive line. And then he wants to play. And listen, man, I'm an OU family, so like, you know how I feel there. But he wants to play in the NFL. So last night I asked him, I said, if you were drafted by the Eagles, could I still be a Cowboys fan? Here's how it went.
All right, Carter, let's say you're going to get drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles. Ugh. Yeah, I get it. But this is now, you're drafted number 5. You're getting tons of money. So you're going to go play football in the NFL for the Eagles.
So you don't even care. You're just happy for me.
Do you want me to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan? Or do you want me to be a fan of you while the Philadelphia Eagles play? And I'm not necessarily rooting for your team to lose, but I'm also not rooting for them to win, because I'm probably rooting for the Cowboys to win if they play. Like, I already have to deal with my son's an Eagle. That's a tough enough part. Like, I get it. But now, are you okay with me just being like, I'm rooting for my kid, but I'm still a Cowboys fan?
I'll try to convert you to a Philadelphia Eagles fan, but I'll also try to convert myself to a Cowboys player.
Oh,
okay. Thanks. I'm recording audio here, Adrian. Why did you do that? I can't play that on radio.
You can cut.
Okay. You just ruined it. No, you ruined. You ruined all. Okay, fine. I'm playing the audio. Now everybody's going to hear. Everybody's going to hear what you said.
Did your wife just pull a Blake? Did she just say, you can cut S, even if I said S, you can cut it?
Yeah, dude, in the middle of it, like, I'm sitting there having a conversation with my son. She was sitting right next to me. I don't think she heard anything I said, because she was so invested in whatever work she's doing. And I don't even know what she does for work, honestly, at this point. But like, she's sitting there and something happened and she dropped an S-bomb in the middle of it, dude. And then she dropped it multiple times.
All right. I got a request. I don't know if we can backtrack this. I don't think the bosses will be pleased. Tomorrow, we're doing our show at Globe Life Field.
Yes, we are.
The Rangers have a day game, which means we can activate Fan After Dark. Will you send them that audio unedited and send it to Blake and see if he'll just put it on the air unedited? And he's like, I love it. It's great.
This is the best way to do this, actually. Like, this is the only way. If I had my say in it.
Yeah, totally fine words that you can say in there.
That being said, again, like I said, that audio was funny, but not the way you expected it to be, because Carter's a funny kid.
Man.
And so you expected he would say something funny, and then Adrian goes in there and shocks the world.
That was the hardest turn in media since Parasite. I thought it was all about this one thing. And I was like, what? It's about this now?
This is wild.
That was good.
That being said, you
tell her to clean up her potty mouth, though.
I try, but see, that's who she is. No, I love her. You did hear Carter, though, at first, though, with the I love that.
But that's how quickly he reasoned that away.
He's knew. Like, yeah. I'm going to try and convert you. I don't think it's going to work. All right. See, I don't think it's going to work is what I'm saying.
And this is why I like Carter. He does not try to change the hypothetical. He quickly accepted the hypothetical. So he went from bleh to, all right, I'm going to try to convince you.
And he heard the question, too, that he was asking me back. Yeah. Was, and hold on, you're okay with this? You're perfectly happy with me being drafted? And I was like, hold on, let me finish the hypothetical
he
here.
He accepted the constraints of the hypothetical instead of trying to change them. From respect that.
From the 3-2-1-4 three times? LMAO. Man, yeah,
that Adrian. Was a lot.
That's her on radio, you know, whenever she gets her chances, we know how. You know what?
Can't wait for Community Bowl.
If she pops up during Peace-a-thon like she has in the past, maybe we just have the beep button ready and we just drop beeps in while she's talking.
Yes.
And she's like, why do y'all keep doing it? And then beep. And you're like, Adrian.
I would love it too, because you could be like, oh, you know what I really love? Beeps. And we're like, whoa, dude.
From the 817, yeah, maybe Kevin needs to tell Adrian how he was able to stop cussing on radio. That is
Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta. Yeah, Duolingo.
Yeah.
I got a question. So are we shortening the amount of time coaches get after winning championships?
It definitely feels like it.
Mississippi State has fired their championship-winning head coach during this season. Mm. Now, Chris Leminis is what I'm going to call him. He's been relieved of his duties after seven seasons with Mississippi State. He led the Bulldogs to the only national championship in school history, and now they're looking for another head coach. History goes here. He won his first national championship, and then he went to the regional final last year. I think the first national championship was a couple years ago, and then went to the regional finals last year, and then this year they said, all right, we're done with it. Now, some people argue they should have been top 25. They should have been top 16, but they weren't necessarily up there doing what everybody expected them to be. But in our history, let's go back to Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle was the... Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. When I picked up my auction item from Adrian, she goes, there you go, bitch. I do not think...
For anybody that has gotten auction items from Peace-a-thon, let me know how the interaction with Adrian was regarding her language.
I wish that were the case. That would be amazing.
Adrian sounded like Pat McAfee on Raw Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
You have to respect the intentional sabotage. She did that bleep on purpose. I don't know that she did, dude. She was really locked in on whatever she was working with last night. But in the history of sports, it seemed like the idea, and I will say Bill Simmons was the person that gave me this idea. You win a championship, you get 5 years.
Yeah.
You get 5 years to screw up, do whatever it is. You win two championships in a row, man, that's a 10-year. You're locked in. You're here for a while. You've done something special. And Bill
now it's like three max?
Bill Belichick won championships. Now, it had been a while. It had been a while, and then Tom Brady won one, and they were like, all right, Bill, it's probably time for you to go now. But I felt like Bill Belichick would be there until he died. You know, they would be like, look, he's doing this for forever now. And yes, you can say that word, but not the other word on radio. I don't know why. Radio's I don't understand weird. It. Rick Carlisle wins his championship.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He had plenty of time.
Yes.
You know, he had plenty of time. They went through a variety of changes while with him at the helm. So at the end of his tenure, everybody was kind of like, well, you know, we can move on. Luke is the star here. Luke is going to be here forever. We understand that.
Whoops.
Bruce Bochy won a championship. I don't think anybody is ever going to ask for Bruce Bochy to leave. Like, I think that's the, as Rangers fans, we are very committed to, like, this guy gave us our first ever championship. We love him for.
Agreed.
But is the, what I feel like I'm starting to see, Doug Peterson wins a championship before 5 years is up, he's gone.
I mean, we talked about this right before the playoffs.
Sirianni almost got fired.
The NBA has just a ton, and they've had a string of coaches who've won a title, and within 3 years, they're like, well, see ya.
Yeah, dude. And you're right. Budenholzer, Malone, there's so many of these names that you're just saying, what is the reason that this has been shortened? The loyalty doesn't seem to be there anymore. And I don't know if I love that so much, because it feels like you win a championship, y'all put that work in. I understand also Mark Cuban did say, let's take a hatchet to the whole team that right. next year and just say, forget it. There was no loyalty to that. But it doesn't seem like that the owner loyalty to those coaches really even exists. It feels like those GMs, well, I guess Calvin Booth was fired too, but those GMs, they're all fighting for their job every year.
And it's interesting because I keep thinking about this from a football perspective. And like we asked the question yesterday, will Jackson Dart like buy the Giants some more time? It's a weird dynamic there too, because it used to be the rookie quarterback would buy the front office more time. Now you have to optimize that rookie quarterback so fast because
within the first 2 years.
Yeah, you have a 4, perhaps 5 year window of cheap quarterback that you have to take advantage to have that like inherent edge over the rest of the NFL.
Yeah, and let's say Pete DeBoer. And by the way, Haskinen was skating with the group, we've been told. I haven't seen if DeBoer's talked about that yet. Have you?
It is a weird, I have not. Okay. It is a weird dynamic of if they lose the next two games, he might well get fired. Or if they win tomorrow night and Miro and Robo come back for the second round, you're like, holy crap, we are now the favorites to win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the edge of sports, though. That is that's the edge of a lot of things. I know I said sports. That's the edge of a lot of things.
You got a really good point there.
Like how many people do you know that's like, I just avoided this accident versus I had a friend that died. Like there are so many like really minor things that can change everything for your career, for your life, everything.
Yeah. Business being definitely absolutely one of them. Just thinking about the ways that people, you know, something so small can get it done for them.
Now I want to tell you an exciting update about our contest winner.
Real quick.
Sure.
Matt Duchesne did say the suit on the guy sitting behind Bednar is the thing that got him. He was like, the color was so accurate.
It was spot on. And then we heard that he had multiple suits. It was amazing. Luis from Hazlitt won the Chris Brown tickets.
There you go, Luis.
Alec, would you like to recount what happened when you told this person they won?
Yeah, so I pick up the phone, like, your caller number 10. Congrats. I need to get some info from you. And all I hear is just, let's go!
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I've never had somebody that hyped to win some tickets, and that was probably like the highlight of my week already. So thanks, Luis.
Oh, man, he was excited.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we got some Mod Buddies and Idiot, but also FC Dallas defender Shaq Moore. We'll do it all next right here on The Fan.
It will be up to Kobe Bryant and company to do it without O'Neal. Oh, and what a start for Kobe. Just to step inside the arc, it's a two.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We have got Shaq Moore coming up in just a few minutes from FC Dallas. Big win over Miami over the weekend. But right now, it's time for Mod Buddies and Idiot. 877-881-1053. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Or did they try to destroy a mural that Luca had to come in and save the day for? Now, it's police described it as a graffiti turf war where graffiti artists were essentially tagging the Kobe mural and like going back and forth. And one of them, it looks like on their tag, it said, "Keep running your mouth, pee," and then "Don't be a pee. Be scared. Leave your name."
Oh, gosh.
So eventually, the entire mural was essentially like beyond repair from all of this.
Because of the turf war.
Yes, because of the graffiti turf war. So a fundraiser was started to help restore the mural to its original glory.
Okay.
I think the fundraiser is still open, but Luca swooped in and took care of it. The goal was $5,000. He donated $5,000.
Oh.
So
he's got that.
That is true.
Especially since he's going to get a contract. That's a Supermax, I believe, in the future here.
That he never would have signed if he was. He would have
never
here,
signed
apparently.
That for the Mavericks, yeah.
Except he definitely would have. But I just think it's cool. I mean, it's terrible that this happened and that the whole incident happened, but it's cool that Luca came in. He's like, "What do you need? Okay, here you go."
Yeah, and he said, you know, he said Kobe is L.A.
Gigi's sure.
L.A. Like, they mean so much to the city, and he and they mean a lot to me. And so to do something like, this is just kind of part natural for me. I do wonder, though, are they going to put security on it now? Is there going to be a security detail to ensure that this doesn't happen again? Will anybody respect
probably not,
it enough
right?
to say, you know, we're going to back off of this? This won't be anything we do. Do they care in L.A.? I don't know. And so, like, that $5,000, could it be well spent? Probably to redo the art. But is somebody going to say, doesn't matter, we're going to continue doing this?
From the 469, my buddy is an idiot. Oh, actually, I got to go back a little further. My buddy's an idiot. I'm lying. I have no buddies. My wife doesn't let me have buddies.
Oh, no.
Right. Oh.
I have follow-up questions about your marriage. Because if your spouse doesn't want you to have other friends, that is not good. Jess talks to me about that all the time. And I was like, that's right. You can't have other friends. And she goes, whatever. Uh-huh. You want me to go hang out with my friends all the time so you can have alone time.
You do like alone time.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I do like alone time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That definitely was when you're younger in dating and stuff and you're going through that experience and your buddies are like, dude, why are you so whipped?
Yeah.
Like, you got to go through that part of it. Like, that's going to be part of it. You have to go through the part where your buddies are giving you a hard time because you're not around as much as you usually are. But you also are making that decision that you're going to have a different life. But then you got to be able to still communicate with your buddies. You got to be able to still have friend time. It's essential for us. Yeah. We are built that way. Socially, we need it. And you know what? For mental health purposes, it's better for all of us. And don't you want me to be mentally good?
Yes.
Are you afraid? Are you so afraid that I'm going to go out there and cheat on you?
Some people are.
See, that's
manipulative.
That's something they need to deal with. They need to deal with that themselves because that's the people that they chose in their lives before, not the people that I am.
It could be manipulative. It could be controlling. Yeah, don't love that. Hey, speaking of things I don't love, did you see the Nationals this past Friday?
No. Or maybe I did. I don't know yet.
They did their Pups in the Park, which is lovely.
Oh, but yeah, I did see this.
They did it on the same night as post-game firework night. All right.
This is not a good
idea. Earlier today, I learned about the compression jackets for animals that I didn't know about. But I feel like most people know animals, more specifically dogs, do not like fireworks.
It's loud. And yes. They have sensitive ears because their ears are better than ours.
Yes. Oh, for sure. And so the idea of having dog night and firework night, and you're like, oh, maybe they didn't think about it. Yes, they did. Post-game fireworks. This was put up on the board at the Nationals Park. We'll begin approximately 20 minutes following the final out. If you or your four-legged friend are not a fan of loud noises, we advise you to exit Nationals Park immediately following the game's conclusion. So they're like, no, yeah, we're aware.
We know what we're doing.
And we need you to get your ass in gear.
Yeah, that's weird to me that they were hey, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we don't care. Go out. You need to leave if that's the case. That's kind of irritating, but man, have you ever been around your dog when fireworks hit?
Yes. Look, it depends on what it is. Because if it's like July 4th.
I tell him, come here.
Yeah.
And I give him a big old hug.
If it's July 4th or New Year's, like, I get it. And I'm not going to be like, hey, you need to stop doing that. And I just try to, yeah, like you said, kind of hold or cuddle the dog, give him treats, whatever the case might be. I think mostly they just like you to hold them. But if it's just like some rando day and somebody's shooting off fireworks and freaking them out, then I probably will be like, what the hell?
Yeah, dude, my dog right now, I guarantee you right now, because of this storm, he's at home freaking out.
And yes.
We give him, there are a couple of different areas that he goes to that we make sure those doors are open so he can go be in like the little bathroom area or one of our closets. He likes to be tucked away. He feels protected there.
Have you ever been, do you play pickleball?
I have played pickleball. I've played a few different times. We have a pickleball kingdom right around the corner from my house.
Have you ever seen it get so out of control
Yes.
that there's a pickleball fight?
Yes, I have. My buddy, I think I've told you, my buddy's like a nationally ranked
Yes.
pickleballer right now, and he sends us videos all the time.
All right, we're going to carry over this conversation.
All right.
Because right now, into this interview, because right now, from FC Dallas, we're going to talk with Shaq Moore. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, man. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. So I know this is going to sound weird. We were just talking about pickleball, and a pickleball argument got so out of control, there was a fight on the pickleball court. When you're playing soccer, are you somebody that instigates? Are you somebody who responds if you're instigated? What's your demeanor like there?
I wouldn't say I'm an instigator, but I also don't run from it. Sometimes they try to take, humblest and kind of, more reserved for granted. So I definitely don't run from it, but I definitely don't instigate it as well.
Does any of that have to do with all of the talented soccer players and athletes in your family, and you guys are just used to that level of trash talk, and you're like, that's what's up?
Oh, for sure. Especially growing up with all brothers. Yeah, we're definitely used to this trash talk and, everyone trying to, be the alpha. So it doesn't really bother us any bit. We're used to it.
Have you ever heard a line of trash talk from somebody in the stands that made you laugh and you're like, I'll give it up. That was clever. Because I was covering something once and this guy yelled out, hey, ref, if you had one more eye, you would be a cyclops. And it legitimately made me laugh out loud. Have you ever experienced that?
That's funny. I actually have a few times, the typical, my last name is Moore, right? So if I, something happens, they'd be like, hey, you're not Moore, you're less, which is kind of funny. And I kind of laugh sometimes. So
yeah,
there's the original, but yeah, it's funny. I like not to take it too seriously. At the end of the day, they're a fan, they're going for their team. So they do anything to win.
We did tease your appearance as saying we bumped Shaq less so uh-huh. we could get Shaq Moore. So I'm with you on that.
I'm always kind of curious when this position, when you're being a backer, like how did that position come to you? Did you always want to be that, or are you just like, no, this is a coach told me this is what I'm best at?
Well, I used to play midfield actually. All growing up, I was like a midfielder, like center mid, and when I went to the national team, that's when I started playing more. From outside back, I always had a good injury and I was, was pretty good technically. So outside back was just kind of a position that I kind of fell into, started to love it, started to do really well in. And my career took off from there.
Is it the most important position on the field?
Definitely one of the most important, because obviously you have to go up, you got to go down. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you're outlet, because obviously the wider areas is where most of the space is. So definitely one of the most important positions for sure. Even though every position obviously has its, you know, importance as well.
What is the most physical position on the field when it comes down to like bodies hitting each other and all that? What is the most physical area?
I would say that maybe that center mid area, because obviously all the traffic is in there, right? So, you know, you got to know where your players are, where other players are as well, because you're receiving, and a lot of times when you receive, like two, three guys are around you. So I would say that's more physical. In terms of physically demanding, I would say some of the outside positions, so like right mid, right back, left mid, because you literally don't stop. So those two positions for me probably are the most demanding.
And then the goalkeeper is always kind of like, come on, man. Yeah, what are you really even doing back there, right?
What?
Yeah, I know, right? Sorry, Martin.
Are you saying that because every goalie points out every other person who did something wrong when a goal gets scored against them?
Exactly. No, I'm joking. I mean, obviously, you know, their last line of defense, anything, you know, that happens with them, you know, this really magnified. But we love our goalies. We need them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Now, I know
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The most important thing from this weekend or Sunday specifically was y'all got the win. And I understand that, but I am curious, what was that vibe when you get the goal and start off the scoring for FC Dallas?
Oh man, it was a great feeling. You know, I was born down there, so I had some family as well there down there too. So it was great, man. You know, scoring and helping the team to a victory. It was a tough game. You know, obviously they didn't have, you know, some of their top players, but they still had great players nonetheless. And to go down and, you know, come back and win was great as well.
We've talked a lot about this. Obviously, World Cup is going to be in North America next year. Specifically, there's going to be a ton of games in the Metroplex. We're going to get one of the semifinals and then the Women's World Cup in 2031. I think we might get that final at AT&T Stadium. Obviously, you have experience at the national level, like you talked about. How cool is it to represent your country and then to see that, like, where you're playing now is going to have so many World Cup games next year?
Oh man, representing your country is definitely, you know, the highest honor, you know, especially on the world stage. I had the opportunity to play in the World Cup as well. So to represent your country, you know, all you work for your whole life, that's kind of, you know, the pinnacle. So I love it. And in terms of coming to, like, you know, our area, Dallas, I think it'll be great, man. The sport is continuing to grow. I think, you know, Dallas was definitely one of the first kind of, you know, pioneers in that sense as well. So having more games, more of the big teams come, like you said, the semifinals and the women's final semifinals is gonna be great.
I'm always kind of curious about the World Cup, the level of play, because we kind of sometimes hear that, like, you've kind of, if you're a casual fan and you watch the World Cup, you're like, this must be the best soccer in the world. Is that the level of play you're getting there, or is there another level somewhere else?
I think it's definitely the World Cup. Obviously, on paper, you might not think, you know, you're playing with a smaller country, you know, you might not believe it's, you know, it's the best level, but it's a different vibe playing the World Cup. Like, you know, the world stage, that pride that you have, knowing that the whole world is looking at you, it's definitely different. For me, I think it's the highest that I've played. Obviously, them making it to the knockout rounds and the pressure builds up So it's definitely, you know, a privilege to play in it.
Talk with Shaq Moore from FC Dallas right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know y'all's next match, you've got San Diego this weekend. It's another road match. But after that, y'all have a string of home matches. And home field advantage has not existed for y'all's team thus far this season. What is being worked on, or is there anything in particular that y'all have noticed at home that's different than on the road, where y'all have been very successful?
Yeah, we're trying to figure that out. You know, obviously we've been at home and we haven't been the best, but I think that's something we're working on, whether that's starting off a little bit faster, whether that's, you know, being a little bit more clinical when we have our chances. So we're working on it. I think it's mostly a mindset thing. You know, if we can do anything on the road, we can definitely do at home as well. So we're working on it. You know, hopefully next home game we can get the 3 points.
Well, we appreciate the time very much. Congratulations on the win over Miami this weekend. Best of luck going up against San Diego. We'd love to have you on again anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. And you guys have a good one as well.
There you go. Shaq Moore right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is really astonishing. We talked about these splits with a couple of their players. They are one of the best teams in the MLS on the road. At home, they have been one of the worst teams.
Let's fix that.
Yes.
Let's fix it right now, guys.
Okay.
In the next home game, let's fix that.
Their next home game is in a week.
Alec is all about it. He's pumping his fist back there. He's yes, let's do it.
And so their next dubs. Okay, we'll see if we can make that happen.
Thank you.
But they'll move back into MLS home games. They've got multiple of them coming up this month.
Oh.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what say we chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
1-0. Tavares whistles one into center field, a base hit. Simeon scores from third. Berger has to stop at second because Tavares hit it too hard. An RBI single for Leody, and the Rangers now leading 3-0.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Lovely, Hagee. A terrific conga line by the Rangers last night.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I know it's just the first leg, but Barcelona or Inter Milan, what are we feeling today? My older son loves Arsenal, so I know he was disappointed with their match against PSG yesterday.
Let me go with Inter.
Okay.
I think Barcelona's been out of sorts.
I'm going to go with the Barcelonas
on this one.
Sounds like we have a show.
Like brisket sandwiches.
But with the weather being the way it is there a chance we get to watch this?
Oh, no. DirecTV's got to be crapping out left and right in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Hasn't worked for the last hour.
I think it's on Paramount Plus if you could fire that up on a computer or something. Mm. Although, Eric, how's our computer doing, buddy?
I'm actually nervous. Like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, maybe it's back. I've been having mouse issues.
So. I had that happen today. Something happened when you and I taped Love of the Star.
Odyssey podcast.
The mouse went insane. Like, I couldn't find the cursor.
Dude, that's crazy. It must be contagious.
I think you sent me virus through the
thing.
The order of operations went broad as crap out, crap out.
No,
your mouse bleeped
no.
with my mouse.
No.
My mouse is back now.
You were online before me, and then I jumped in, and now I think that you had the virus and you sent it to me.
We had a damn good show, though.
Yeah.
You know, obviously,
check it out after our show today.
I had to carry it with the draft analysis and the takes or whatever, but Broadus did a hell of a job, too.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully, he's not listening right now. We have put together an idea thanks to Alec Medford and Corey. I didn't really help with the idea that we should do the haka for Wolchuk.
That was
on
all
Friday.
Alec's idea.
Yeah. Do you think that would be a funny bit? Do you think he'd be
I think you ought to do it at training camp in front of the player.
That's why. Yeah.
I think you should
really,
just walk.
Really
just,
rub it in.
Just right off the jump when he's walking off the field.
Establish dominance.
Just let's all line up and then have Wolchuk be the leader of it, and we'll just do it behind him.
That would get people's attention.
Definitely would. There's a chance for with all the media members out there, we'd be going viral as all hell on socials.
They'd be like, oh my gosh, the Fan. Yeah, this is all. And we wear Fan t-shirts to let everybody know.
Like, we're serious. We're on the same team here. Yeah, I honestly thought it was going to be funny for Wolchuk. That's got to be a payoff for him. Like, he's got to actually learn it and execute it. And I think he has that musical theater background.
Yeah. Yes, he's
a showman.
He could nail it.
He would totally nail
Guys
it.
Guys and dolls.
Yeah. Could he do it in the clubhouse at spring training next year, too? just keep carrying this thing over to all the sporting events. Yeah.
Hey, by
Ask
the way.
Every player.
I was seeing clips from
Hobie Milner.
The visit. Did they put Wolchuk to work? He was carrying hoses and stuff.
Yeah, he was dominant.
Yeah,
today,
he was swinging a sledgehammer. Evidently, he kept missing the target, but he was doing it, you know?
He had plumber's crack a couple of times, I noticed.
He did, but that's inevitable.
It happens to all of us.
He was trying to carry the hoses, And it was kind of like, I was like, oh, Zach, they got you behind there. Be careful, bro.
I like the way he embraces that as well. Yeah. But I was wondering why he went into the men's tee clinic after the show yesterday.
Smart decision. Well,
he knew he had something on the horizon.
And Dawson, you just said the intriguing line, the sledgehammer is tricky. Can you tell us more about that?
You know, it's, you know, it, I think there's Peter some weight Gabriel and balance to it. And you got to learn your sledgehammer, but you also need to become a sledgehammer guy, which I found out during the 2010 ALCS. Somebody brought an A-Rod Rangers bobblehead to our broadcast position, Greg Henson and I. And I said, now, if somebody could bring me a sledgehammer, I will pulverize this thing into the ground as we throw to the pregame here coming up at 6:30 to Brian Dalgan. Well, I got out there and I swung that sledgehammer and I missed so bad. You could probably go out there to that northwest side entry, the home plate entry, the old globe, and see a concrete crush right there in the middle of one of those squares. I got A-Rod on the second attempt. How many beers deep were you, though? I don't know, 4 or 5 probably. But you can't blame that.
No, it was sledgehammer.
That was like waking up in the morning for Dawson at that point.
It's not
like
your balance the problem. What was the deal? Was it just you misevaluated? Because sledgehammers are a different weight.
Yeah.
Is there one that just did it throw you off?
Yeah, I don't think I would have been good with any sledgehammer that day. I'd never swung a sledgehammer up to that point.
Yeah. There you go. There is a different technique. It's like when you get an axe.
Yeah, you got to
swing the axe just a little bit differently than you do a baseball bat. There is a little bit of a different technique on it.
You know, getting that measure down, you know, how far you want to stand back from it and all that. So it took me one miss.
You know, left hand at the bottom, right hand at the top, choking up, and then it comes down, one fluid motion.
Were you worried about hitting your shin at all? Like
I probably did get a wide stance and drive it down low, so
that's
maybe a
probably
little bit.
That would have been prime fan cam
time. I bet your feet really were all messed up. That's why it was off.
Probably. Yeah,
you were, some terrible footwork, you know, and then all of a sudden it just...
Was it Del Rio that hit himself with an axe trying to get his team all fired up once?
He also ran into a house recently or something like that.
Oh, man.
His vehicle.
Oh, again?
There was a vehicular...
He lost his tough situation.
He lost his opportunity at Wisconsin because he was having
I think that's what I'm referencing.
Okay. Oh.
Which is within the last 6 months.
Yeah. Okay.
He's on fire.
Absolutely.
Well, not literally.
Okay, you know what? As long as we're going down this path.
If you hit a house, how just embarrassed would you be?
Oh, my God.
That is so difficult.
I mean, in fairness to him, it was just a stop sign and a fence next to a house.
Okay, that's good. You can
come back
from
that. The sign itself still.
Like, the sign's tough.
Hey, I can understand being in Madison because I've been there before. You could miss a stop sign and hit a fence.
I don't understand how these people sleep at night that live that close to the road.
Yeah, like, holy crap, I hope we don't die tonight because somebody drives into our house.
Yeah, I heard we traded for Jack Del Rio, or he's the new coach.
Now, if we're just talking about badassness, have you ever seen the AP photographer that was covering, like, I swear, the javelin and got a javelin through the leg and took a picture of the javelin in its leg? Besides not being good at, like, judging distances, that's pretty impressive that you took the picture of the javelin going through your leg,
Okay, holy, we're a judge, smokes, right, of dude. The javelin?
I got to see this.
Are we not paying attention to the javelin throw?
It's in the air. That's what I think.
Are we turning around and watching the 880 or something? Like, what are we doing? Are we, oh, look,
that person might set a record on the hurdles. My leg.
I tell you what, that and that hammer throw thing. That thing where they spin around. We've seen people, that thing goes in the crowd sometimes. Mm-hmm.
It's that, the hammer throw for sure. You got to hate it when, like, if you don't win the 400, you're like, hey, I did my best. I ran fast. The hammer throw, you might throw it into the side of the net accidentally, and you're like, I swear I'm good at this.
A lot of spinning around going on there.
Absolutely.
Really good in practice this week.
I think it was happening.
But the javelin judge not paying attention.
It was a photographer. So he was a press member. Was a member of the press. But why are they, like, out on even near the javelin?
He's like, nobody could throw it this far. Oh, my God.
I totally get it now, media.
Ryan McGeaney, I believe, is his name.
And he took a picture
in 2008
of the javelin in his leg.
I'm trying to find the picture.
Okay.
Should be a Pulitzer Prize winner, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Man, I got Juha Lokkonen in 1988 hitting a Judge Engelbert Perklogger in the stomach with the damn javelin.
What?
Oh, my God. Apparently,
it happens maybe once a decade or
so. What the hell?
You know what?
Yes. Watch out, guys.
If they ask you to be a judge of that, you're saying no, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you just no?
The one you referenced the one, Hagee, it's through his shin?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, we're like right below his knee.
I haven't found that one yet.
Was he
pinned
to the ground?
Very interesting thread. Thank you, Hayden.
No, not pinned to the ground.
He's not getting away, guys.
Thanks for asking. John Owning, Pro Football Focus at 3 o'clock.
There All right, roll home for the Not Distracted G-Bag Nation. This is going to be fun. Remember, tomorrow, if you want to come see us at the ballpark, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., leading into Rangers baseball, KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Drive safe, Kevin.